Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. It's always fun to talk to a local Olympic athlete, especially one that has a lot of medals. This is Alexa Kinnearum. Alexa, how many medals do you have?
That's a great question. I can't say I've counted, but I have gotten some really cool ones in the last few months from the Winter Olympics and World Championships. But yeah, I haven't really counted.
Okay, how about Olympic medals?
I have two Olympic medals, one bronze and one silver.
Alexa Kinnearum is from Addison, and she's back in town along with Nathan Chen for Stars on Ice, which is tomorrow night in Chicago. Just one night. I'm surprised you don't have a bigger run than that here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, if I had the opportunity to skate in Chicago every single night and put on a show, I would be there, and so would my family. You know, United Center is a great place to have Stars on Ice, but we are touring all over the U.S., so we can only have time for one stop there.
I saw your schedule. It's outrageous. So, Alexa, how many people, friends and family members, asked for free tickets?
You know, a lot of people said, hey, can you give me some tickets here and there? But, you know, we want to support the show and everything, so we invited everybody out. And, you know, my family and very close friends will be sitting together. And I've even had some friends travel to other cities to see the show multiple times. So I'm quite lucky with that.
And where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school at Addison Trail High School.
And a lot of times when you're this talented in skating or figure skating or pairs, a lot of kids get pulled out early because you need to go train and compete. So were you able to do both?
Yeah, actually I had like the greatest setup with my school. They were very supportive of my skating. And my mom is a school teacher and within the Addison area as well. And she, you know, always supported and really emphasize the importance of education. So I was able to go to school full time, but leave around like 1 o'clock or so when I was in high school so I can get to the rink early. And of course, you know, it's real. I was that kid that was at the rink at, you know, 5:30 in the morning before school skating. And my dad would drop me off and then he would come pick me up and bring me right to school. And then I'd go to school and then my coach would pick me up from school and I'd go right back to the rink and mom and dad would pick me up around 6:30. And then go home, do homework, eat dinner, and do it all again.
That's how you make it to the Olympics. You know, it really takes that kind of dedication.
That's the one way to do it.
And yeah, it takes a dedication of your family as well, because it really is a team effort. So when you and Chris became skating partners in 2012, how old were you?
I think I was just around 21 years old. And it feels like a lifetime ago because Chris and I have been together for 10 years, like romantically. And I feel like, you know, I don't remember a day without him. But right now I'm on my skating tour. And since I'm skating with Brandon, I haven't seen him as much. And that's been really challenging and difficult. But you're right. Family is important. And I wouldn't be here without them. That's why I'm so excited for the show in Chicago, because it's so easy for them to come and see me. And I get a little visitation out of it as well.
And it's got to be fun to hang with a group of people that are usually into intense training at the Olympic level. And now all of you get to skate. I'm sure there's some stress with putting on a show, but it doesn't compare with the stress of competing in the Olympics, does it?
You're 100% right. And it's been a lot of fun just being able to kind of like relax, so to speak, and just enjoy each other's company and kind of laugh at any kind of, you know, fatigue or tiredness during the show and kind of giggle if someone makes a little error or something. It's just a totally different atmosphere than we're used to. And it's creating a really special bond amongst all of us. And I really do feel like we're a little family here.
So when you tour for Stars on Ice, do you all travel together? You stay in the same hotels? I mean, do you fly?
Oh, that's so cool. We have two tour buses, like the sleeper kind that have like the bunk beds in them. And our cast of 13 skaters is split between the two buses. And we travel to the next city immediately after the show finishes. And that's been really cool, you know, sleeping on the bus or arriving at the hotel at like 3 a.m. and shuffling inside and waking up and be like, wait, where am I? What room is this? But that's been pretty cool too. And just on days when we don't have to skate, we've been able to stick together and maybe go sightseeing or go see a show or a production together and make memories as a team.
This is Alexa Kinnearum. She grew up in Addison, competed in the Olympics more than once, is actually performing, I guess you call it performing, skating tomorrow night. Yeah. United Center, Stars on Ice, the tour is in Chicago. And if you had time to go back to Addison this weekend, what restaurant would you want to hit? Or what one place?
Oh, Portillo's. Let's go.
You mean you could probably, the way you work out, get away with eating a chocolate cake shake, right?
Oh, yes, of course. Those are delicious.
And what's going on in the background? It sounds like there's a reunion.
No, Jason Brown, who's another Chicago native, is doing another phone call for something else, and he's talking to my friends on FaceTime. So we're all backstage together.
Well, it's so fun. It sounds like it's a good group, and thank you for checking in with Chicago's Afternoon News. You make this city proud. It's so fun to watch you skate, and I hope everybody grabs a ticket and sees you tomorrow night.
I hope everybody comes out. It's going to be a great time, and I will always love and be so proud to be from Chicago.
And next time we'll pick up the Portillo's and have it delivered to you.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Have a good day.
You too. Goodbye. Thank you.
Hey, Louisa Chu is going to join us next. She's a food critic here in Chicago. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram. By the way, if you don't follow Alexa on Instagram, you should. But Louisa Chu, of course, as a food critic, all she posts is food, and it makes you hungry just to look at her Instagram. She'll check in and tell us where we might go for a rainy day lunch this weekend. You know, if it's not as nice as it is right now, maybe you can tuck in somewhere and get something good to eat, hang out with some friends. Steve has the news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.